the time traveler, for so it will be convenient to speak of him, yet expounding a recondite matter to us. His gray eyes shone and twinkled, and his usually pale face was flushed and animated. The fire burned brightly, and the soft radiance of the incandescent lights in the lilies of silver caught the bubbles that flashed and passed upon our glass. Our chairs, being as patents, embraced and caressed us rather than submitted to be sat upon, and there was that luxurious after-dinner atmosphere when thought roams gracefully free of the trammels of precision. And he put it to us this way, marking the point with a lean forefinger, as we sat and lazily admired his earnestness over the paradise, as we thought it, and his fecundity. You must follow me carefully. I shall have to comprehend the ideas that are most universally accepted. The geometry, for example, they taught you in school is founded on a misconception